we left off yesterday, in a very, very strange approach of the Rishonim, trying to find cases that we can somehow still salvage these Edim. The Gemara says the Edim are no good. The Gemara says, I'm not if that's it, finished. If they already paid the money, the game's over, it's not going to be Edus, and there's nothing else we can do to help you. And the Rishonim said, no, that's the best. Maybe we can come out with Kuntzim, how to do it. Now, the Rishonim didn't want to say this, Me'atzmam, so they try to read this into the next line of the Gemara. Mazutra, anyway, we don't understand what he said, so maybe that's what he was saying. Maybe he was saying something about, even though the Gemara just disqualified the Edom, maybe we could still salvage, still call them kosher Edom. How do you pull such a stunt? So, a bit of chanan already got the ball rolling, and had a girsa, or understanding within Mazutra, that somehow, in some shape or form, Mazutra is giving us an Eitza. What the Eitza was, very, very unclear. So yesterday we spent a lot of time talking about the Eitza being that the Edom come and testify after they've already left, and the Ma'ar doesn't even know that they were really there all along, and maybe somehow we could salvage our Eitza based on a Peshasa, with a Migo, with a Maisalach, maybe yeah, maybe no. That was yesterday's point. Then Rabbi Yehuda came up with Yehudi Shleimer, that rather than having the Edom testify too late in the game, have them testify very, very, very early in the game. So it's interesting. We're trying to time these Edom right. If they testify when we would normally expect them to testify, like right now, no, you made this. So half the Pshatim said, let's push them till later. Then Rabbi Yehuda said, nah, that's not going to work. Let's make it till earlier. That's what they really truly meant, maybe, says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda has to fine-tune that shot a little bit, because what do you mean, the Edom are going to testify so early in the game, before they're actually labeled as Nogin, their Eidus must precede what? If you're drawing a timeline, what must happen first? The Eidus must take hold before what happens? The Ma'ara shows up. And if we can somehow get the Edom to talk before the Ma'ara pipes in and apostles them based on the parasha of Nogin, that's going to solve the world's problem. That was the theme, that was the goal. We know where Rabbi Yonah had to get, we're just trying to figure out how he got there. So Rabbi Yonah has to navigate the Psul Nogeved Dover. And he has to say that, well, a Nogeved Dover is not really puzzle unless he's already labeled as a Nogeved Dover. If his Eidus can somehow predate when the Negiah begins, some of that's going to be okay. And we had to scramble a little bit yesterday to try to figure out how that works. We talk about Gemara and Daf Mem Hey, and we gave a Shtickle Teira, and the Chashash Roshak Teira, and the Bal Dover, and we came with that really, really profound statement, if you're not a Nogea, until you're a Nogea. I can't even say it with a straight face, too many times, you're not a Nogea. If at the end of the year, semester, you walked away with one thing from here, and you say, so what did you learn from Rabbi Lossi? I learned the following, you say, you're not a Nogea, unless you're a Nogea. Oh, that's so Yogi Berra, Shtickle Teira. So Rabbi say the Ketzos didn't believe it. So I said that if you think an Egea is coming around the bend, you're ready to give it. You're ready to give it over. What did Rabbi Yoina mean? Zog the Ketzos, a whole new insight to Rabbi Yoina. Blachin yulatini is daiti. In the middle, a whole new line for the whole new Kiddush, a whole new part within Rabbi Yehuda. Everyone saw the Ketzos? Neir v'ayim, right? Ruhi medvarim l'misha amra, the Baal HaKetzos. Says the Ketzos, let me explain to you what's really going on now in the Sukkah. And once again, we're going to highlight, there's a reason why we learned the last Sukkah before the Sukkah. Because last Sukkah set into motion all the pieces of this puzzle to understand the Amkus of the Sukkah. If you remember from Kiddushin Mem Gimel Med Aleph, which is really just a carbon copy of Baba Basra from Tassi, the externals are different. He says houses and chazakas and the Azar Shlichim carry money, but it's all the same halachic principles. If you really understand the depths of Kiddushin Mem Gimel, you'll realize right away that it's identical to Baba Basra from Tassi. Why did we label the Shlichim in Kiddushin Mem Gimel Med Aleph as Negei B'Davar? Because they have an incentive to say that they actually paid the money to the Malveh. Because if they don't say they paid the money to the Malveh, then they're going to have to reimburse the loiva. Because what do you mean? They took the money to give it to the malva. They never showed up to the malva. So obviously they lost the betting on the horses. Of course they have to come give it back to the loiva. That's like a no-brainer. So then a gebedover. Which is not enough. They're not really a gebedover. No, it's chazer again. Chazer, why are they not a gebedover? They have a miga. What's the miga? We give it back to the loiva. We don't have to have aid them. We give it back to you. It's my word against your word. The question is, you're right. Until Rav Nachman came along and instituted Shavuos Heses. Once Shavuos Heses enters onto the scene, then the game is over. No. Who remembers what was Taiz's Kasha? On the spot, on the Kippur of the days. Why is the game over so fast? Let him what? Let him take a Shavuos Heses. And we'll take a Shavuos Heses. That'll knock out Shavuos Heses, basically. It'll bring the Migo back to life. And by bringing the Migo back to life, will kill the Gebedover. So just a question, what gets the upper hand here? We started with being in a Gebedover. Came along Migo. Knocked out the Gebedover. Came along Shavuos Heses, knocked out the Migo. Take the Shavua, that knocks out the Shavua, which knocks out the Migo, which knocks out, brings back to the Gebedover. This is Mamash Chagadji. This is it. Mamash right out of the end of the Haggadah. So Tosfos says we have the upper hand. Just take the Shavua. Just take the Shavua. What's the big deal?
I said the same thing yesterday, and I still don't see. He's not required to take the Shavua until he denies.
Wait! Hold on. I'm quoting Gemara and Tosfos.
Okay.
So I just want to make sure we got the steps here. You might have to halt cup. I know it's a lot of chazar in this sugya, but you know it's good. We gotta really, really think through this sugya. You gotta like sleep through this sugya. You gotta eat through this sugya. This is a sugya. You just gotta just keep on wherever you go. You gotta wherever you go. You gotta walk with this sugya. Because if you miss a step, then the whole thing doesn't make any sense. So Tosfos said, I think Tosfos never missed a step. He says Tosfos take the shvuah. And you know what Tosfos says? What did Tosfos say in the last sugya? You can't take the shvuah. You know why? Because Hilchas Eidos prevents you from taking the Shavua. Because Eidim She'enam Ne'emonim Ela Eidei Shavuosam. This is Nishkin Eidos. We had a whole trouble with that. Is that Tosis? Is that the Ramban? Is Lashad? But we gave a Shavu Torah. We explained this, hopefully well, earlier in the week. That's a klal for Hilchas Eidos. An Eid who's not believed based on his own testimony, but requires a preamble to his testimony. That's the Nishkin Eidus. That's not the Bashman Eidus. But the Ikaron, he really truly should have been okay if not for Shavuos Heses. Says the Ketzos, what Rav Eniyana meant is we're going to turn the clock back. We're going back in time. But we're not going to a time machine to go back to the days of pre-Rav Nachman. What we're going to do is, we're going to create in this Din Torah the halachic equivalent of a pre-Rav Nachman days. How are we going to do that? We're simply going to start the Din Torah when?
Before the
Ma'arer shows up. Why? Kol Zman, there's no Ma'arer. There's no what?
There's no
Shavua. The Ma'arer is the Mechayv de Shavuos Heses. And the Ma'arer is not here. There's no Mechayv de Shavuos Heses. Obazoi, there's no Mechuy Shavuos Heses. Zok the Tzoy to Ben Yoni sitting in Gerundi, sitting in Garona, sitting in Spain in the 1200s. And he's living in a world 800 years after Rav Nachman, 900 years after Rav Nachman. And Ben Yoni came up with this Gewaldige Einfalt, this Chiddush Gadol. We could create a scenario that is a Halach equivalent to Pir of Nachman. Simply don't have the Ma'arer show up yet. Stick the Ma'arer in a boat, coming back stuck on the way from China. You just went into a time machine and you're back in the days of Pir of Nachman. And obviously, when the days are back on Purim Nachman, then there's no Shavua to be taken. There's no Shavua. The Migo comes back to life. The Migo comes back to life, bumps out to the Kibbutzover, and he's almost all the Edom and Ammonim. Everyone saw that in the Ketzos? Right? Gewaldig, right? No volume in this Ketzos. Kozman lays the five lines on the bottom. Kozman to lace them, Ara Kaman Hare never be debrubal vad like has his claw. Can hash the man be do son? The game's over. Gamarno. Zen nochoin. Kedoik. Zok the Ketzos was Zen nochoin. Maybe we should take back Dylan first. We ask a humblest mechila from the healing of Balak Tzais. This cannot be the shadow.
I'm maybe lost. But if there's no... Before Baldin Ma'ar comes... There's no
ages before. Wait, that's the second half of the proverb in here. We didn't even get there yet. We're still trying to figure out the first part. You're right. The voice I have to shrug my head. Lefihani is the aim of a year of rest of Aziah. E F Shah did the Pshan Rabbin Yirna. Cannot be Pshan Rabbin Yirna. Why not? Why can't it be Pshan Rabbin Yirna? Look at the Rabbin Yirna inside. Number 6. Rabbin Yirna says, my mother number 6. He says, Ishtikul Torah, V'nirli Agir Sazai, Stachi Perushai, Yitana Maxi, Kom Sheva Ma'ari, Tazol Shikul Torah. Then 4 months in the bottom, he says, V'hochi Muchach Bepirkin Dishmais, the Merchab Ayis Chavesh Lobech Ra'is. The law of the Nogam Be'edus, K'shein Adav Akar, Shiyavah Lehem Torah Spedusim. Rabbi Yonah felt compelled to explain his Shita, to explain why is he saying such a wild thing that we're going to beat the Ma'ara to the punch, we're going to beat the Nagiyah Adav before it shows up. So what does Rabbi Yonah have to bring a raya? He's muchach to bring a raya. He dug up the Gemara Daf Hay and Baba Basra. The Gemara we spoke about yesterday about Morchesh Sol Chaver Shlo Bechrayus. What was the raya? That one line for the Gemara. And who remembers the line for the Gemara? Ida what? Ida leis lehu nechosim. My nafkamina. Remember that Tosis? Ida leis lehu nechosim. My nafkamina. Which Tosis jumped and said, "Hey Shema, by golly, there's no Negibadover if you're not in a Negibadover yet." Rabbi Yonah had to bring that as a raya because he had to apologize for his pshat. According to Ketzais, what is he apologizing for? According to Ketzais, you don't need that Gemara Daf Mem Hay. The Ketzais' pshat Rabbi Yonah is Bashiach who Shom is not no gear because there's no shvua. If the Ketzais' pshat is correct in Rabbi Yonah, the engine that's driving the not being a negev b'dover is because there's no bal dover here to be mechayev b'shvua, what does that have to do with the Gemara Daf Mem Hay? B'chlawas have to do the Gemara Mehei. The Gemara Daf Mehei is there to prove to you that you don't become an Ogev Adover until you become an Ogev Adover. And you don't have to worry about future Negiyas. That's the whole thrust of the Raya. According to Ketzais, that whole Raya falls flat on its face. There's no need for the Raya, and the Raya doesn't show anything. Who here read this Rabbi Yonah realize? Who here chaps what I just said? So from the din of Rabbi Yonah, the Ketzais is not wrong. But from the Raya of Rabbi Yonah, it's a Raya Brura from the Raya of Rabbi Yonah that the Tosfos is not correct. How come the Tosfos didn't see this? You know what the answer is? Because the Tosfos didn't see this. What do I mean? Tosfos didn't have Rabbi Yonah. How did Tzitzis do what Rabbi Yonah said? Because the Torah quotes it. But the Torah was a Sefer Halacha, it wasn't a Perush. The Torah just quotes what the conclusion of Rabbi Yonah was. Open up the Torah in Siman Kuf Mem Chesh Mishpat. The Torah quotes that Rabbi Yonah said, if the Edim testify before the Ma'arish shows up and down, that's okay. That's all the Torah quotes. He doesn't quote the background for Rabbi Yonah. He doesn't quote the Raya of Rabbi Yonah. That wasn't the goal of the Torah. The Ketzais didn't see Rabbi Yonah. He didn't have Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah wasn't even published in the days of the Ketzais. It was sitting in a manuscript somewhere in the days of the Ketzais. So the Ketzais had the din of Rabbi Yonah as quoted verbatim by the Torah. So the Ketzais said a Shtipul Torah and the din of Rabbi Yonah. And the Ketzais is Gevaldik. But that's not what Rabbi Yonah said. Because Rabbi Yonah brought a raya, and the raya doesn't make any sense if the Tzitzis beer is correct. You think the Tzitzis had a Rabbi Yonah? How does the Tzitzis thought? Who betur b'shem Rabbi Yonah? That's how he starts this piece. Who betur never Rabbi Yonah? So I got nervous about this. I think to myself, you know, the Rabbi Yonah appears in the Shem Kubetzis. just an action of Bet Sina. He got excerpts from different things in other Shabbats. He didn't have the Rabbani Yonah inside. He had other Rishonim quoting, he didn't have the Rabbani Yonah inside. So I got nervous to say this. And you have to hold on to this, put it in your back pocket somewhere for about 3 months from now. And the famous sugya in Naflama Gimel in Baba Basra, a sugya called Rava Bar Sharshom. By the time we finish that sugya, hopefully around April time or so, you'll know that name, you will know Rava Bar Sharshom in your sleep. And it's one of the most, your soda sticker sugya is Chesk Sabbatim, the sugya of Rava Bar Sharshom's Chazokah. And remember, just put this on the back, make a little note here to open up in the middle of April or so, around Pesach time. That there's a famous Rabbi Yonah in the sugya of Rava Bar Sharshom. Rabbi Yonah has a fundamental yesod, and the Shach quotes this Rabbi Yonah and gives a gewaldige shtickel Torah in the Rabbi Yonah. Gewaldige shtickel Torah. 20-page Shach, Shikul Torah in the Rabbi Yonah. And Rabbi Kiveger on the side of Chesed Mishpat has one comment on the Shach. He says that Achshav shezachinu liros divrei Rabbi Yonah ba'atzmam shlohoy lefnei Hashach. It's partial that the Shach's prayer was not correct. That's what Rabbi Kiveger writes. The Ktzos on that Shach in the Rav Bar Sharshom also has a gewaldige shtickel Torah, a little different than the Shach. Gewaldige shtickel Torah in Rav Bar Sharshom clearly did not have Rabbi Yonah in front of him. And did the same thing the Shach did, that Kosev HaTur b'shem Rabbi Yonah the following, and gave a shtickel Torah to Rabbi Yonah, not having Rabbi Yonah in front of him. So that's what led me to believe that the same way Naflama Gimel, the Tzais did not have the Chiddush Rabbi Yonah in front of him. He had the Tours quoting the Din Rabbi Yonah without the background. I don't think he got the Rabbi Yonah the last three blot. I think that he didn't have him in Nafchavtes either. And therefore, when the Heilige Balak Tzais, the Mechilas Kvodo, Kodosh, Nerva Oyem Mimenu, but when the Heilige Tzais is saying Taich in Rabbi Yonah, he's saying a Taich in the Din of Rabbi Yonah as quoted by the Tour, but he cannot be held responsible for not seeing the ride that Rabbi Yonah brings. As Rabbi Kiveger said, L'chad of Ados, also Rabbi Kiveger, Akshav shezachinu Rabbi Yonah v'chveidu v'atzvay, it is clear that the Ktzaisis Pshat is not what Rabbi Yonah meant. That may sound too radical. I don't want to scare anybody. If new guys come to the shiur, we don't usually do this. This is not a general mahalas. This is about as close to academic as you can get. This is like about, this is like, if you call this academic, then you're wrong. This is not academic. This is just... Right. This is about as academic as Rabbi Kiveger was. Okay?
Ready? So,
yeah, well, hold on, Osher. One second. Hang in there, Osher. So, again, Lefinius Daiti, the Heilige Tzais is Nerva Oyem is Pshat. It's a Gevaldik Abiyur. And maybe that's what Rabbi Chananel meant. It could be it's Emes Lamito. It's Gevaldik Avart, what the Tzais is saying. It's Emes Lamito of Benishtin Rabbi Yonah. Maybe even Rabbi Chananel Ken Zayin Benishtin Rabbi Yonah. Just the Ha'ara Ba'alma, small, tiny Ha'ara. This will be. Yes, Asher.
Rabbi, is that the Shach about Migo Mimamon Mamon?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Asher. You got it. You hit the Shach on the nose. Okay? Remember that we said that in Bat Metzia?
Yeah, I was just looking at my notes from
yeah, Boston. I was shaking then also, right? Did I write the notes that the Rebbe's shaking?
I don't think so.
Okay, they saw your footnote in Ru's notes or something. When we were learning about Metzia, the first Bevash, remember this one? Right before we got to Tafakayin, remember what we did?
We did like a Hagdalah from the Nefesh HaChaim or something?
Yes, before. Yes. We stopped before we, this was about 8 years ago. How many years ago was this, Asher?
I think it was around 8 years ago.
Yeah, so right before we started Tafakayin, which is like the sugya in the first Bevash of Metzia, so we stopped and we discussed the Nefesh HaChaim, Chai Velojana, that says that every once in a while you have to stop and take stock of the fact that you're learning Teres Hashem Tamima, and you gotta like just shake and close your eyes and meditate and explain this about Matan Torah and all the godless, the Abayra and all that, before you can even begin. You can't even start. So I said it was a perfect time to do that right before we started Tefakayin, Kachava. So we stopped and we meditated together, and we maybe we sang a Avinu Avraham or whatever it was, and then boom, for the next month, we learned the Sukkah of Tafa Kain. So I was looking over my notes from Tafa Kain about something recently, and Ru Berman, who was our legendary Shir assistant for many, many years, so in the notes where he wrote Kimat verbatim, every word that came out of my mouth for the last 15 years, so he has, in the beginning of the Sukkah of Tafa Kain, it is here that Rebbe meditated and told everybody to close their eyes and envision that they're standing in Har Sinai. So some guy in like a 300 years is going to dig up this manuscript and think, what? Okay. Neo Chassidus, that is best.
Kivager was private.
Yeah, so the Kivager was the same time as it says. It was around the same Tekufa, but again, it's not, you know, it's tricky because I don't know when the Ktzais wrote this piece. I don't know what the Shtibel Torah was. It was in that Kufa when the Shimon Kubetzes apparently started to make its way into Europe. Up until that point, the people had snips of different shitas. They had Rifas, they had this, they had Rashbas. There was Svarim. Don't think the Ktzais from Kerry didn't have Svarim. They had plenty of Svarim. But some of the Svarim that we take so for granted in Bizban is that were not easily accessible. It could be they were printed, but they weren't so easily accessible. It was not like today. Everything's on a flip of a phone. Everything you ever wanted under the sun. So in those days, you had Gemaras, you had Rambams, you had Tosin. You had Rashi were printed in the back. You had the Rashbas were pretty commonly printed. You had the Ritvas were floating around a lot of Masechtas. So what they thought some of the Rashbas were Ritvas, Ritvas Rashbas. There was a little bit of confusion. Some things they had Rans in the back of the Gemara. So they had the Rishonim that were in the back of the Gemara. They had and then one or two famous Svarim they had. But for the most part, and they had Tours, and the Tour quoted everything. So they had access to a lot of things that Rishonim said, but sometimes they had snips of those accesses. Not the full thing. So you have to just know that. It's a piece of reality. It's not controversial, it's just a reality. Okay. So by side.
I'm trying to set up a case where they would testify beforehand and it might work. I came up with the following, you'll tell me if it makes sense. All right. Levi and Yehuda are living in the house. And Yisachar comes along and says, what are you doing? It's my house. And Levi and Yehuda says, we've been here for 3 years, and we have a taina, namely we rented it from Shimon. Okay? And they win. Okay? They have 3 years, they have a taina, and they've aided that they were living here. Okay? Yisachar goes away. Reuven now comes along, and they move out. Shimon moves back in. Reuven comes, and sues Shimon, says, what are you doing in my house? He wants to call Levi and Yehuda and say, they were living there for 3 years as my tenants, but they've testified already to that effect. If they could, anybody could be machishim, they would have been. Anybody could have been zomim, then they would have been. Now, is that a case where they picked up testified beforehand, and they at that time they had no reason to? You follow me?
The only response I give to that is a response to that last question. No, I lost you.
Should I bother repeating it?
We'll call it Eidah Chos Magid at this point. I'm not sure. Let me. We'll talk after. Plenty of time. Okay. Rabbi Sai, let's get back to the Sukkah now. Rabbi Yaina, whether he said the Ktesis version of Rabbeinu Yonah, whether he said what we're suggesting is that version of Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yonah said it was a mind-boggling thing. And it was mind-boggling on two fronts. It was mind-boggling because it's jumping the gun on the Giva Davar, but even more profound, Rabbi said, whether you follow what I said before, it doesn't matter. Let's focus it on the next kasha, Rabbeinu Yonah, as an independent problem. Rabbeinu Yonah just depicted it in Torah, where Eidim are coming to testify about something. There's no case here. There's no ball. The other ball is not even here. So, what bothers you about that? So let's see if you can put your finger on what's troubling about that scenario Binyan is painting for us, of having Ethan testify about a dintara that there's no other ball did.
You have to wait for both parts.
So I can understand my hesitation one of two ways. I can understand my hesitation as being that Beit Din's got nothing better to do than to listen to Eidim about a case that doesn't exist. But the real problem is much more profound than that. Even if Beit Din has taken nothing better to do, there's an off day in Beit Din today. There's no early dachas to deal with, no Egla Rufus to deal with. Quiet, not yet time for Ibra Hashan. They got plenty of time in their hands. So let's listen to a case that doesn't exist. You can't A bidin you can't, because Ema Kavl Eidish Lofei Baldin. The Eidish isn't even Chal. It's not even Tefes, because it's Lofei Baldin. How do you know that? What does that say? You have to have Eidish Lofei Baldin? For who had before Allah? Remember Shoram Luad? We haven't talked about this yet. Shoram Luad teaches me who had before Allah. The Gemara in the end of Babakam, Daf Kufi Gimel of Babakam, learns up the Pasuk, who had before Allah? You have to be made before the Bailam of the Shore. You can't make a Shoram Luad Shalom before Bailam. So from there we derive a din for Allah did the Torah, Eim Akavlan, Eid Mishlof Fabal Din. So what's Rabbi Yehuda telling you a story? Even if Rabbi Yehuda somehow finagled his way out of the Negiah Bedover, baby tam the tzayis, baby tam los. Even if we're right, what happened to Eim Akavlan, Eid Mishlof Fabal Din? So who asked this question, Rabbi Say? Rabbi Yehuda asked this question himself. Rabbi Yehuda, back to Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, lost the Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, here it is. The sixth day Rambam comes. Third line, end of the third line for the bottom. The Alpha Pisha Emakam Emishlofre Baldin, Hokam Kabbalin, came in the Hashtim is Kashri. Right now they're kosher. Vigam Yeidu Mishiyovo Irer Leve Nogim Be'edis. So Ben Yehuda says, right now the kosher. Listen to what Ben Yehuda said. V'gam ya'idu mishi yavu ir'er levei negin be'edus. How many typos are in that line? Anyone know what that line means? V'gam ya'idu mishi yavu ir'er levei negin be'edus. So the gimel is supposed to be an aleph. It's supposed to be im ya'idu. Mishi yavu is supposed to be one word together. So it means the im ya'idu misha yava irer. If they'll testify when the ma'ara comes, then there'll be a negim edus. Okay, so you have to just touch up that second academic thing for today. You have to touch up. Just have to read. Just push a typo and then Bar Ilan didn't chop that. Okay, it's just a mistake in Rabbinian. So im ya'idu misha yava irer levi negim edus. So comes Rabbinianina and says, we have to accept them now. Because if we wait it out for a few minutes, it's going to be too late.
What's that a reason?
Hold on. Uche'inyin ma'ashe she'isim v'perach ha'goyzeh to become enish lofnei baldin kashu chaylo edav chaylin. The Gemara says befeirish in the end of a b'kami that sometimes you're allowed to accept edim shlofnei baldin. L'mashal, what if the edim are sick? And we're afraid the Baldin's not here yet. And we are very much afraid that if we don't accept the Eidus, they may die. Or, one gives other examples, the Eidim want to go and Din Hayam. They're on a trip, they're going to China, they're not coming back for another 10 years. They got a ticket, they're on the way to the boat. And the other Baldin is dilly dallying, is nowhere around to be found. He's still dabbing shachus. So the boat's leaving at 10 o'clock and he's starting how many time? So comes the Gemara and says, okay, so Shasat Chak, you're allowed to come later, Shlofei Baldin. Because if you wait, it'll be too late. So what do you see from this Gemara Bava Kama? A Gevaltik, you say. That even though Ein Mekabla Ein Shlofei Baldin, there are exceptions to that rule. And the basic fundamental lumdisha category of the exception to the rule is very simple. You know what it's called?
Excessive.
It's called you snooze, you lose. That means you drain around, time is of the essence, we're in a rush, we have a good reason to rush this edus. We are justified in rushing the edus, even Shlomo Shnei Baldin. Come to Ben Yoin and says, here, we are in a big rush. Why are we in a big rush? Because if we don't rush it up now, they're going to turn out to be negim edus, and they won't be able to give edus later. And therefore, The clock is ticking away. Time is of the essence, and therefore we're allowed to do it. So I have two kashas. Kasha number one is on the Gemara itself. Like, so what times of the essence? So, if it's possible, it's possible. If this is a din and nuchas eidus, you have to be kavaleishul b'shnei bal din. Shas and chak shani. Everything extenuating. Everything is motor extenuating. It's extenuating circumstances that have to be mechal shams. Sorry. Extenuating circumstances that have to be mechal the eidim who are rishayim to be made. Everything's okay b'shas and chak. Everything's motor b'shas and chak. Some people have that concept. And b'diyev is k'shas achach dining, and l'chadchil is k'b'diyev, and dov is still for l'chadchil, everything's mutter. That's not exactly the way we view the world. So what does the Gemara mean? It's k'shas achach, times of the essence, therefore it's okay. What kind of business is that? Number one. Number two is, even if we can somehow finagle and figure out what in the world that Gemara means, b'vakam kufi gimel, is that a correct application? Is the extrapolation of Rabbeinu Yehoni correct? So before we jump in Rabbeinu Yehoni, let's go back to the Gemara Vakami Kufi Gimel with it, where we got it from. It's almost impossible to understand this Gemara Vakami. This is almost impossible. We have Dinim of Vachas Eidus, come on. There are Halachas, there are Eidim Ksherim, there are Eidim Psulim, there's Proch of Eidus. Eim Mekav is a state in the Hail Gitteir, the Huad Bival, the Vilayish, the Menem, the Kanch, Eim Mekav, the Eidish, the Lefer, the What's the mice at this thing? The Eidim are in a rush. They're on the way to China. Tell them not to go to China. Well, if you have to go to China, it's so tough. Bring another Eidim. I'm not the first one to pose this challenge. You know who posed this challenge?
Is it Rabbeinu Yehoni himself?
Actually, it was Rabbeinu Yehoni in his Talmud. It was the Rashba. The Rashba of Akam Kufi Gimel says, I don't understand the Gemara. I don't understand the Gemara. What in the world's going on? It says the Rash with the Chemra Kusha. As a general rule in Halacha, it's very hard to play with their Isis. It's much easier to play with their Rabbanans. When something is required in HaTorah, Shulam Pikuach Nefesh, it's going to be hard to finagle. Something is only required with the Rabbanon. Hey, Mom, Ve Mamru, Chazal can bend a little bit, and they can revamp the Takonos, they can put conditions, they can put exceptions to the Takonos. So if the Rashba, it's near Lalayma, that the din of Eim Akav Eid and Shulam Pikuach Nefesh is only a din with the Rabbanon. I understand why Chazal made it, because it's definitely going to help out to get to the truth. It's going to be a lot harder psychologically for two Eidim to lie if the Baal Din's standing there and screaming. So there's no question. I understand. If I had to set up a court system, let's say I didn't have a Messiah from Moshe Rabbeinu, what a Din Torah is supposed to look like, and I was kind of thinking what would be a good protocol, I would make up with the Rabbanan, and yeah, both parties should be there. Right? I think that makes sense.
What would all of it come into Rabbanan?
Well, what? Oh, wait a second, Mr. Bamzi. Wait a second. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, Amra Taira, Yavid al Shah, Yamid al Shairai. Does it sound like it's a smach? It sounds like it's a real derisive. Who would be all of the bottom of there? The Taira says the bottom of there. Zokt there? What the Rash was zokt? That's only true by what? Why is Shah different? Makashur is different. What is Shah Hanisko? What kind of Dina Taira is it? All of Dini Torah are divided up into two kinds. There are Dini Mamanis and there are Dini Nefashis. Shor Haniskol is a Din of Dini Nefashis. We're being Dan Dini Nefashis. Just because the Torah gives us certain standards to get to the truth of Dini Nefashis doesn't necessarily mean that we can extrapolate the Dini Mamanis. There are a lot of differences between the two. It's a whole parak. The Masech Sanhedrin had differences. The number of rove is different. Remember, the Imam is only 2 to 1. The Nefesh needs 13 to 10. There are a lot of differences. The Nefesh is Din Nefesh. You're probably wondering, Since when do we have such a chmanus on the Shoah? We didn't nefesh us. What's the answer? Everyone look for the Kama? We wouldn't have treated Shoah Niskal as anything more than just plain thousand cents. Except for the fact that Torah says it has a different din of fashis. Vagam ba'ol of humus, kemisa ba'al kachmisa shor. Hashor yisokha vagam ba'ol of humus, kemisa ba'al kachmisa shor. Gemara Bavakama says it multiple times. And therefore, how many dayanim do you need for Shoah Niskal? 23 dayanim. Unheard of. So Ishtet in the Mishnah said that in the base. The 23 that you have, because Shoah Niskal is a din of Pasha from din of Pasha's Chal on it. He's a Baal and Kachmiz Ashor. It's a fascinating Gemara in the first Pekah of Sanhedrin. One of the collector's items. But what is a Shail about this din? Kachmiz Baal and Kachmiz Ashor. Whenever there's a din from Shoah Niskal, always treated like din nefash is mamish, you need 23 dayonim. The Gemara says that's true by Shoah Shahargis or Adam. When else there a din of Shoah Nisko? There are other din of Shoah Nisko, not just Shoah Shaharag. It's the least talked about, but it's also din of Shoah Nisko. Same din of Shoah Nisko on it. It's also Banah.
That's
the crazy case. I'll give you the normal case first. Rove Venirva. Person is Mizana with a behema. Behema is Mizabola Isha. That's a din for Shoah Niskal. And the Gemara says there's also a din of 23 dayanim of that. Even though it doesn't say begam b'ol of yumas, it's the same parasha, the same sugya, whenever there's a din of Shoah Niskal. The fascinating Gemara, as Asher referred to, is the Gemara that's at the end of Tezvav. But the Gemara has a shaila about Shor Sinai Bekama. Back in the days of Har Sinai, there was a din for a very, very short period of time that Gama Tzom Ba'abokra Yiramu Arahu in Be'ma in Mishnah Yichya. If a behemoth climbed up the Har Sinai B'Shas Matan Teira, it was Chayim Misa. And you had to kill it. We raised it. And if it didn't tell you, he gave it dinai on the shore. And the Gemara is just not sure about one small, tiny, tiny, tiny piece of information. What's that tiny piece of information? How many dayonim? 3 or 23. What's the suffix? Suffix is Bigamrin and Shami Deiris or not. With Deiris, there was a din of a Gamma all of Yumas, Kibisabal Kibisashor, it's Chal on it, a din for Din and Nefashis. Ober in Har Sinai was only Harosh Shah. Now, let's say an animal grazes on Mount Sinai in the middle of the Sinai desert now. I can go up on Mount Sinai. If I knew where it was, I would go up and say hello. Hey, Me'alu Bahar, from Shechayev, Me'alu Bahar, there's no Kiddush anymore. So it was a very, very short, very, 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 very short time. So maybe the din of Vagamba of Yumas, that's Chalon, the din for the Nefash, maybe that wasn't Chalon, Shor Sinai. That's the Sofka that wants to that enough to his vote. So Rashi, on the spot, says, it ain't going to happen anymore. It was a one-time Shiloh. Moshe Rabbeinu either did or did not think of the Shiloh, and the game's over. And we could talk about it. It's a cute sugya, but it's not really relevant. And we don't have to be Iri says. Asha, hold on for a second. We don't have to be Iri says. Okay, Asha, your turn. What does the Iri say in the Gemara?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? What do you mean? We spoke about it once in the last 35 years. The Iri says in the Gemara, it's a Nirlo Leimar. It's an Afkamino Deiris also. Because when a shore spatzirs into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's Chayav Misa. Because the Kodesh HaKadoshim is a din like Har Sinai. It's the Mokab Da'ara and the Mokab Aluchas. It's a din for Har Sinai. And therefore, when the Shoah walks into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's Chayav Misa like a Shoah Niskal. And therefore, we're just not quite sure how many Dayanim do you need, 3 or 23. So everybody else, yes, the Mirian says, what? We state that a Shoah walks into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's Chayav Misa. No idea what it says. The only place it says is the Miri and said that enough as well. It's a collector's item, I should put it on your list. Okay? But back to our story. So Ashur and Niskal is Dini Nefashis like the Rashba in Bavakam Kufi Gimel. And as Dini Nefashis, just because the Torah says, Hu ad Bivolo, there's Nidavei Bekablin, Shalom Yifrei Baldin, what gives us the right to extrapolate to Dini Mominis? Hi, but the Gemara does extrapolate. The Gemara says, "Ein makabel ein disrofei bal din." Says the Rashba, "It's only derabanan." But the Imamna says, "Tachet derabanan." So we can have a cake and eat it. Is a pasuk for the violin, Mr. Baum says, "A pasuk, a pasuk in Chumash." Yes, the Raisa. So we have a pasuk in the Rashba, and they're both okay. The pasuk's talking about the nefashas. The Rashba's talking about the Gemara's talking about the Imamnas. One's talking about a din deraisa, one's a din derabanan. But la mais for us a din imamnas, the whole thing is only derabanan. That's a famous part from Rashba, Baba Kavadov Kofi Gimel. Everyone okay with that Rashba? Everyone like the Rashba? We like this Rashba because this Rashba is going to help Rabbi Yehuda. Rashba is the Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda. So he's unknowingly helping out his Rebbe. Everyone okay with that Rashba? That v'huah b'valav is only din nefashos, and therefore we really cannot extrapolate, and that explains why b'shas al-chachim let you get away with the shvach edish lo b'fei bal din. If we're really stuck, it's not a drabban anyway.
The Gemara
can accept the chesubat. What Gemara? The Gemara didn't say the Rabbi Yonah didn't say. The Rabbi Yonah asks, "Hey, ein makabel eis." The Rabbi Yonah says shas al-chach. So Rabbi Yonah is borrowing the Gemara b'vakam kufiyu gimel. So the Rashba is in kufiyu gimel in b'vakam. The Rashba stated in b'vakam kufiyu gimel. That this din of ein makabel ein shlofei bal din by din imamnas is only mitirabon because a shor niskel is not a good mokor. Because shor niskel is din of farshas. Shor niskel is not din imamnas. I want you to think for a moment about that Rashba. Think, because again, this is setting the stage for Ben Yonah. Can't learn b'vavasu chavtes. We can't finish the sugya. The semester cannot end until we understand this Gemara b'vakam kufi gimel, because this Gemara is what's enabling the Rashba's pshat to work, or the Rabbi Yonah's pshat to work. Rabbi Yonah's entire edifice, his entire pshat, everything we talked about for the last day and a half, the whole Girsa Ben Hanano, to have the case of the Gemara, the whole Barzutra, I may or may not have even said it, but according to Rabbi Hanano's version of what Barzutra did say, everything is hinging upon the fact that it's okay to run a din Torah without Eidim, without the Baldin there once in a while. I ain't b'vakam kufi gimel. But until you understand the state of b'vakam kufi gimel, how can you say such a thing? So the Rashba was very mechudishtek. The din for Shor Niskal is din nefashis. Correct. In the 20th day on Maskim Zay. Over there is a brisket Torah in Shor Niskal. There are really two ramifications in every din Torah for Shor Niskal. There's a din klape the Shor, that the Shor is about to get killed. And there's another din that's taking place simultaneously. The Baal is about to lose his shore. We're about to take the shore away from him and kill it and make it also bano. So, licked in every din ta'ira in the shore disco. Really, two din ta'ira. The tolis of his head, but they're conceptually separate and distinct. Zokta b'chonon, frekta b'chonon, in Bavakama, actually, Bechon is beginning of Chesbatan, actually, by the Lima from Shoniska. In fact, well, that's what you meant when you said in the beginning of Chesbatan. Okay, I forgot what it says in Chesbatan. You're right. So, but that's what I'm talking about anyway, though. So, Frekt of Bechon, on that sugar, beginning of Chesbatan, who the Vala, right? I'm sorry. Frekt of Bechon, Vamedva Mamurim, that exerts a cost of a Gabal of Yumas, creates the status of a Shor Niskal as being Din Nefashos. That's vis-a-vis which angle, which aspect of the Din Torah? The Mises Ashor. It means Lulei that exerts a cost of, I would have said, you're killing a Shor, so it's only an animal. What do we care about? We need 23 day on to waste the time on. It's only an animal. So, nope, Kamiz Avankak was Ashor. That vis-a-vis the killing of the animal, the death of the animal, it's a din for Misa Bailam. It's a din for din nefashis. A din similar to din nefashis. But vis-a-vis the hefsid habailim, what's up to din nefashis? Vis-a-vis the hefsid habailim. So, well, not in din nefashis. I'm losing a couple of dollars on the shore. What's I'm doing in the freshers? The din of who had the olav, who has to be there? The shore has to be there? Or the owner has to be there? Who would be for all of the bayim have to be there? It's machlekes ha'toray. Maybe one tana says even the shore has to be there, and the other tana says, "What do we need a shore kicking, screaming, goring people in court for?" That's a different machlekes. The name of a kamer after that. But the din will involve instead of the bayim. So in the bayim yavon balashor v'yamid al shayrei frekta b'chanun, the bayim's role there is as bayim as balidavra of which half of the din teira. The din of moment is Shabbat. The afal b'chein amra teir v'hu b'volim. The bayim have to be there. So how can the Rashba tell me a story that no, the Torah says that the bayim have to be there because this is din nefashos? No, it's not. It's din nefashos l'gabi the shore. It's not din nefashos l'gabi the bayim.
Yeah, but the point is, you like say you have two indictments. You consolidate the whole thing, and once it's one, you do the other.
No, it's too complicated for me. I don't know indictments. I don't know. It's complicated. So Rabbi Chanan said, you can look at the world as two different din Torah. Can you imagine? Maybe that's the Rashba and Rabbi Chanan. Maybe that's exactly Mr. Baum's on the Rashba's team. Can you imagine? Imagine this going on here, right? Just imagine the drama unfolding in the courtroom. The shore just killed somebody. We get the Bailam in there. And we're having a din Torah. And you have two people sitting on the side in the stands and watching what's going on. You have the Halig Rashba looking at it and seeing, this is one din Torah. The two indictments, this is one. And Mr. Baum sitting next to him saying, we got it, that's it. Then he got Rabbi Chanan across the row and saying, nope, that brisket, two different dinim. This is a din nefashos, din mabinus. This is a din for nefashos, this is a din mabinus, this is a din bailam, this is a din bailam. Very, very amicus thing. You got to learn Rabbi Kama really, really well to appreciate this Rashba. What do you want for the Rashba? The Rashba is stuck with the Gemara. The only way to explain away, how can you become a lady? Shlofei Bal Din, if it's a Din Der Eis, it's E.M. Shul, like you don't know it. So we appreciate where the Rashba is coming from, but we're a little nervous about the Rashba's Hagdara. We're not 100% of freedom with the Rashba's Hagdara. Freedom means happy. So do we have another approach? If we don't want to go down the Rashba is too loaded for us. If we don't have time. We have 20 minutes left till this man's over for us, till 3/4 of the January. So we can't spend the whole time learning Baba Kama right now. So do we have any other approaches to this problem? How could you solve the Rashba's kasha without going down the trap of the Rashba? My kasha was, dinim d'oraisa are non-negotiable. Can't touch them. Nothing could change dinim d'oraisa. Except if it's in the realm of what? Yeah, dinim d'oraisa, we can do whatever we want. You know why? If the Beis Din thinks it's necessary, we'll throw a hefker Beis Din hefker at you and call it a day. So we don't understand the Rashba's kasha. The Rashba was so riled up that it's efshar that there should be a deraisa of the kavnei shlofim, any kavnei shlofim al din, that the chumim should say that no, it's okay, mishas hachak, everything's hunky dory. We couldn't fathom that. Why can't you fathom that? They didn't institute a half dozen other dinim derabbanan and dinim mamonis when they felt compelled to do so. So I am not so sure why we can't go down the easy path. Forget the Rashba, forget Mr. Baum, forget the whole halach. Forget Ruchan's kasha. We put that on hold for Baba Kama days. Kufi Yom Baba Kama. But just to understand the basic din of Kain, Makama, Adim, Shlofei, Val Din, everyone's in a blue moon, maybe that's just simply based on it's a Shas of Chaka and Hefka Bez and Hefka and call it a day. So when all the dust settles, I don't know why exactly. I can't pinpoint exactly what gives us the right to Makama, Adim, Shlofei, Val Din when there's a big Shas of Chaka. I don't know. Is that because Minatari anyway it's okay? I don't know because it's really not okay, but it is okay. I don't know exactly why. Honest to goodness, I don't know exactly why that dinim of a kamkuf for gimel stands, but I know it stands. And Rabbi Yonah, quite frankly, wasn't interested in addressing that kabbar too much either. He doesn't talk. When he wrote a babakam, he happened not to write a babakam. But if he would have written a parish of babakama, so he probably would have talked about that. When he said shir babakam, he probably talked about this. I wouldn't be surprised if the Rashba heard from his own mouth, from Rabbi Yonah's mouth, his kasha. I have no idea. Rashba was the Talmud Mufak of Rabbi Yonah. But for Rabbi Yehuda's purposes in our sugya, all he wanted to extract was the din. He didn't really care about the background. All he wanted was the din. So he said, if the din is true, Bavakam, if you then it's true, Bavakam, Bavakam, Tess, Rabbi Yehuda's back in business. Baruch Hashem, could be the sigh of relief, right? we just borrowed the Gemara of Kam Kofi Gimel, not understanding it, but that's okay, and just plugged it into the Basu Chafes, and everything's Shalom Yisrael. I don't understand how you guys are not like throwing tomatoes at me. I don't understand. What in the world is the connection, living or dead, between our Gemara and the Gemara of Kamada? In Kufshtu Gimel, the reason why we are rushing to the Makabel Eden is really extenuating circumstances. We really want these Eden to be made. We would love to wait another week till the Baal Din shows up. We really would, but we're in a race against time. Either Malach HaBavis or the boat to China. I mean, we're in a race against time. So, either because the whole din is a derabbanan anyway, so we're okay, or it's a deraisa, have committed that. We understand what's pushing us to be makabel this eidim. There's no monkey business here. Nobody's doing anything funny. We have real reason. The Baal Dover who's pushing us would say, listen, rabbis, I'm not really in a rush per se. I would be more than, if you would give me, you know, if you would promise me that Malcolm Bob's will hold off for a week, I'll wait. You promised me that the ship to China is still doing repairs. So I'm away. I'm not running anywhere. But the reality is, it's too risky. So the request that's being put forward by the Baal Din, for the Kabbalah's aid to show for the Baal Din, is a legitimate one. Listen to the request that appears in Daf Chav Tes in the Basra. Rabbis, esteemed judges, Shimon Rabbi Yisaydeh and Rumchim, I would like you to be Mekabbalah my aid now. The other Baal Din's not here yet. What's the rush? That was the line by the Dayan. What's the rush? Rabbis, let me tell you the rush. Because in 10 minutes from now, they can become possibly ages. Why? What's going to happen? They're marrying somebody's cousin now? No. Because in 10 minutes from now, they're going to become liars. They can become the Gibbet Dover. So to prevent them from becoming liars and not being able to be made, please, let's do it now before we have any reason to believe that they're lying through their teeth. Are you talking to her? We have MS in this world. How in the world could this hold up in Beis Din? Such a request.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Doesn't it depend on what you think about Nogay?
Yeah, of course it depends. Of course it depends, Osha. Wait, I want it to sink in. I want the cash to sink in for a second. Doesn't this smack of Sheker v'chozov? Wink, wink, Dayanim. Accept them now, quickly, because they're about to become liars in 5 minutes from now. L'chorah, Rabbi Yoina is looking at Nogim Eidus and saying, who said I'm a liar? I've been a liar? I've been a shakran? Chayisrob has a shame name. Nebuch, there's a technical, logistical problem for me being made right now. It doesn't detract from my integrity and my honesty. You know what the problem is? Chbin a what? Who's a what? Who's a car? Who's a baldog? Who's a something? Whether Yad Ramaz version, right? I don't know what version you want to call it. But what? I'm not a shakran. Since when do we have a chashash that Yisrael are shakranim? You've heard of Mari Ben Leib about Tzorcha Edom? You never heard of the Ktzais that says that Tzorcha Edom is kosher in the Torah? We're not really afraid the guy's lying. We have a technical, logistical problem on our hands. Listen to this. The technical, logistical problem of in 10 minutes from now, he's going to become a Baal Dover. The minute the Ma'arish Shpatzir is in, he's going to become a Baal Dover. That technical, logistical problem is not all that different than the technical, logistical problem of the captain of the boat to China who's in a rush. And therefore, to beat technical logistical problems from seeping in, Chazal that it's okay to jump the gun. Why is it okay? Says Rabbi Yona, ask my Talmud, the Rashba, talk to you about it. You don't like what he says, ask Rabbi Chanan. You'll come up with an eitzah why. But the Gemara stands. So Rabbi Yona, l'chora, his extrapolation only makes sense if you go down a certain path in the sugya of understanding what is or what is not the psul of the Gebedog. Just a ha'ara.
Yeah. Didn't we say yesterday in Shir that Rabbi Yona holds that Rabbi Yona was a chashash b'shakra? Now we're saying this.
Yeah, what did Rabbi Yona say? By what?
We said by before when we talked to Marzutra, the whole idea of bringing Marzutra in, and then we said he was the reason why Rabbi Yona hold that is because chashash b'shakra, and because it didn't make sense in the text otherwise when we read Rabbi Yona from yesterday.
Remind me, which Nakuda did we say it on?
We said it by
Karo. The case of Karo to answer the mark on the head. When I said to Rebbe that maybe possibly
you could
learn the
Yerush
Kasim,
but that's the car. Which point?
Rebbe Yona cared about the chances that the Meir is going to come back.
Oh, yeah. So when Rebbe Yona said, when I was trying to read it, the Pshat Rebbe Yona, that's all a question of odds and games, of what the percentage is. So at first I thought Rebbe Yona was saying the other way. And then I retracted and said Rebbe Yona saying Fakert.
Now
we're going to go back to where we were yesterday. I feel like the river Gash. Like, I don't know which way to go. Everywhere I turn, I'm not sure. Interesting. From the fact that Rabbi Yaina didn't come clean and say Nagiyas in the future are not Nagiyas. He's playing the game a little bit, just how close is it going to be? We would be in better shape if we didn't have Rabbi Yaina inside. We only had the tour. Maybe we'll be Meshuvah to every line of Rabbi Yaina. I don't know. It's a good Ha'ara. It's an interesting Ha'ara. I don't know. But hear what I'm saying about this Nakuda, that the extrapolation is much, much smoother if you don't go Nachshash Meshach. So by side, Rabbi Yaina yesterday and today has been turning the world upside down. Mamish took everything. Rabbi Yaina has been trying to do for 2 days to try to stick in something into Mazutra, to have Mazutra be telling us that, by the way, Rav Yehman Rav Ashi didn't close the game yet. That there's still a Pesach open to accept Edom, even after they paid the money already. If we could finagle something, either too late, too early, something, put the Edom somewhere in the timeline where they weren't before, and somehow, hocus pocus, the Edom is going to be kosher. That was the goal of Rav Yehman. Again, Rabbi Yonah didn't say it Me'atzmo, he said it within Marzutra. Now again, we may not believe Marzutra said it, but as we said yesterday, just because Marzutra didn't say it, doesn't mean it's not right. Rabbi Yonah's two suggestions have to be analyzed on their own merits. You have that very often in Gemara. So Rishon will say a pshat in the Gemara, and we don't really think that's the pshat in the Gemara. Many Rishonim don't think that's the right pshat, but the din may be true anyway. So we're not sure that Rabbi Yonah's din are true. They're both loaded with controversy. A lot of lumdos in each of the statements of Rabbi Yonah. Both the late Edom and the early Edom, each one is action-packed. But if Mazutra said it, then we kind of have to take the attitude of Mazutra said it, and he said it, and he said it, and then we have to really work hard to explain it. If we can kind of fall back position and say Mazutra never really said it anyway, and therefore, you know, Rabbi Yehuda said it, Rabbi Yehuda is great, Rabbi Yehuda is unbelievable, Rabbi Yehuda is not Mazutra, he'd be the first one to say it's not Mazutra, not Nehoira. So did Mazutra say any of this above or not? Is it what Mazutra said? The chlal of Mazutra said? So this is what I thought Mazutra did say or didn't say. Chatesa ben alf. Kedakeda b'kedesh. First we say all the Torahs, then we go back to actually read the Gemara inside. So, oh Mazutra. V'itoyin. I really don't know what he said. I didn't even know he was talking. V'yamar. Laser trace adding. Lasudi lay darbit lashani. Rabbi Yaina tells you that everything he said in the last 2 days ultimately boils down to one letter. Anyone notice the letter? Then you ain't said. One letter, everything the last 2 days depends on. What's the letter? Name the letter. There's one letter. Law is a word. One letter. It's in this phrase. It's one letter that does or doesn't exist. If the letter exists, then we're in trouble, and Rav Yonah has none of his pshat book correct. If the letter doesn't exist, then Rav Yonah is up for possibilities. Rav Yonah said it. Just reading a Rishon. Rav Yonah said it himself. Rav Yonah, back to the sixth commandment. Re'isi nuschos ha'ga'inim kulam zal. Iton v'amal leisu sadi l'sadu. Li. What does it say in Agamar? Lay. What does it say in Li and Lay? Li means testify for me. Lay means testify for him. If the gear said l'sadu li, come and test, come. Come to Ein to Beis Din to testify for me. Come to Beis Din to testify. Who's talking? The Machzik. Right? That's exactly what Binyan says. The Loshon L'sadu Li Muchiach Sheh Machzik Tayin Kach. Nobody saw that? Nobody knows what he said? He said, if you have the gear Soleil, like the Rashbam had, so then it's not the Machzik talking. But if you have the gear, it's like in the one hey, there's someone, somebody either put in or left out the word hey, the letter hey. If the letter hey is not there, then it's istaduli, then it's the machzik talking. If the machzik talking, then what's the machzik saying? He's saying, come and testify, and you're not really negev b'dover. Why are you not negev b'dover? Let me explain to you, you're not negev b'dover, even though you paid the rent. Either because it's too late, it's too early, whatever you think the last 2 days of Shir are. But it's clear, hands down, it's the machzik talking. So Ben Yoni gave it away with that phrase, l'sadu li. Aber, the Rashbam, what does Rashbam say? V'tayim v'omar, leisu trei sadu asu de lei, didabit lashoni. Somebody is not saying testify for me. Somebody is saying testify for him. Who's talking? It ain't the machzik, who is it? It's the ma'arer. So according to Rabbi Yonah, the machzik is asking like nice, is very nice, and saying, come, guys, come on. You're not really Nogin anymore, you're okay. Shh, it's too early, it's too late. We'll find Mishtikul Torah, we'll say, write up a whole parish as to why. So I still give a pshat, I'll give a pshat, then I'll give a pshat while you're okay. Come on, come and testify. According to the Rashbam, Mazutra is quoting a very cynical person. He's quoting a very angry person. Who is the person? The guy who just came back from China and noticed the guy's living in his house for 3 years. And when he challenged that person, what he's doing in the house, you know what the guy responded? Well, I've been here for 3 years and I have Edim. What's the Ma'ara's next line? You have Edim. Let's see those Edim. I want Edim who are going to be made. Lay so kesad lasu de lay. Go bring your Edim, fellow. The darbit lashon of Yibam Vilelia. That they lived for 3 days, 3 years, day and night, day and night, day and night. Never missed a boat. That's the kind of Edus I want. And you can come with that kind of Edus. Then you win. Never in a million years that guy dig up such an Edim. Never going to happen. So what did Mazutra tell us? Didn't we know this? Didn't the Gemara say that before? Didn't the Gemara tell us that you need Eidus of Gimel Yom? Of Gimel Shalom Yom V'Layla? What did the Rashbam say Pshat the Gemara is? That Mazutra is qualifying everything that was said before. We thought up until now, I'm Rav Huni, you need Gimel Shalom Yom V'Layla, and everything in the Bible, Rav, we're tumbling, we're finding tenants, we're finding guys, and we're finding neighbors, because when the world's turning upside down, comes Mazutra and says, We are not going to turn the world upside down to assist on Eidus Gemurah for 3 years consecutively, not a second missed, unless what?
Unless
the Ma'ara asks for it. If and when the Ma'ara asks for it, then we're going to be stuck and we're going to have to provide it. Otherwise, we're not going to be. So according to Barzutra, the person who is putting forth the statement to Beis Din is not even the Machzik. It is the Ma'ara. And this has absolutely nothing to do with what? Zero to do with who? Discussion. Rav Yehmer and Rav Ashi. That, the curtain closed, the curtain went down on that discussion years ago. Now Mazutra's raising a new topic. Let's go back to Ahuna's days. Let's revamp what's said earlier. I don't want to hear about the Seichrim and Nagy, but that was last week's year. So obviously, according to the Rashbam, the Rabbi Yainis Pshat doesn't. Rabbi Yainis was with the Rabbi Chalada with the Gir Sagoinim. The Saduli. It all depends on in Spain and North Africa. The hay never made it. But it somehow made its way to France. So all of a sudden, the Rashbam dug up there's a hay in the Gemara. And therefore, the whole Gemara changed. The whole period of the Gemara changed. But Gav and Kebechim is a there's a third pshat in the Gemara. But Rashbam's very own younger brother, Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan couldn't believe Rabbi Nachanan's whole pshat mitchil v'yatzayf, didn't believe it was true. So many kashas in Rabbi Nachanan, whether the Edom are coming later, they're coming early, this shtikotar, that shtikotar, he's bought the b'ktsayim kasha, Rabbi Yedi's kasha, this kasha, Rashi's kasha, blah, blah, blah. He couldn't, b'chlal, not mitiyaches, to the pshat of Rabbi Nachanan. On the other hand, his younger brother's pshat is also a little bit funny. His older brother's pshat is a little bit funny. That Epis Marzutra is kind of coming out of nowhere and going back to a topic that we thought ended already. Right, remember? And Rabbi Natan, to make matters worse, said he doesn't think the word, the Giras is correct. Because Rabbi Natan said that the key word is Lasudebe Dedar. Dedar. What does Dedar mean? The what? That he lived, right? So who is saying Dedar? Obviously the Edom are saying Dedar, right? Either Rabbi Nachanan's version of what they're saying on the behest of the Bachsik, or according to the Rashbam's Priyat, they're saying the Dar at the insistence of the Ma'arer. Rabbi Natan had a few extra letters in the Gemara. What are the few extra letters? The Dairana. What does the Dairana mean? The Dar Bay Anna. That's what Dairana means in Aramaic. It means I lived there. The Machzik is now saying that I want Eidus that I lived there plashani. Of course he's saying that. Isn't that obvious what he's saying? So first of all, there are no tenants over here. The tenants have left. That was Amanal. There are no tenants anymore. On the other hand, it's not the Ma'arer talking. It's the Machzik talking. So what does the Machzik say?
I lived there. Edom
come and testify that I lived there 3 years. Of course, that's what they have to testify, right? What does Rabbi Natan say? It means the Machzik has a right to call the Edom up. Edom, I want you to say, just testify that you know I was there for 3 years. Don't talk about days, nights, middle of the nights. That's not relevant. You don't have to answer those questions. You don't have to say anything about that. We don't need testimony on every single split second. They never was such a locha. Just say, I lived in Kedarikai. You missed a day here and there. I took a vacation here. That's okay. That's also because of Gibbul Shanim. Everyone saw the Rabbi Natan? Rabbi Natan says, because ultimately, the Dairana Bei Shal Shanim, that's the Girsa, Upirish, that nobody really holds that you need Yom Vishanim and Yom and Leilas. Nobody really needed Yom Valelis. Nobody did in Yom Valelos, so why in the world was Rava giving a whole Shtikl Torah about what? About tenants and Maiselach and everything. For what? Why did we spend the last 3 weeks on Shir and Yom Valelos? Says Rabbi Tam, I don't know why. He said, but it's not really true. At the end, you know, I mean, the Gemara thought, half-baked, the Gemara thought at one stage you need it, but it's not really true. Nobody real, come on. Remember we saw this sugya, we said, like a month ago, we said, oh yeah, you need 3 years every single second, and nobody believed me. I said, of course you do. Well, guess what? You guys were right, I was wrong. You know, Rabbi Tam, you don't really need 3 full years. All right? You just need Kedarik of a Kaddish, regular, normal. Derech Egus is good enough. And that's what Marzutra meant with his famous words, the Dairana. I lived. So, we have 3 different pshat with Rishonim, Merachim, and Mizrach, from different worlds, different universes, as to what Marzutra meant to say. According to Rabbi Yonah's, both pshat Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yonah's, Rabbi Chananel's version, the Megillas HaGaonim, the Marzutra is still shepherding us according to the old sugya. It's still part of the previous sugya. And it's fine-tuning the previous sugya and giving exception to the previous sugya. And there's a way to get around the Gebedavar. You can circumvent the Azoy, you can circumvent the Azoy, and each Azoy has its own lumdus to it. That was Rabbi Yain's Malach of the sugya. Then you have, according to the Rashbam, that the Gebedavar is over. That's it. It's history. It was a great sugya. Hopefully we loved it. And now Mazutra is just saying, oh, by the way, you know, the Edom don't really have to give such a Zayidus unless the Ma'ar asks for it. If he insists for it, then we have no choice. And Rabbi Tam says, the Ma'ar is not even asking for it. It's not necessary. The whole thing is not necessary. Just say that you lived in the house for 3 years. Don't talk too much. Call him Moshe Kareya. Don't talk too much. We don't want to hear about Yom Halelus. So, Bricha Yivchar, 4 pshat with the Gemara. We have Rabbi Chananel with the 2 versions of what Rabbi Chananel said, the 2 possibilities of Rabbi Yonah. Either the Aiden speaking later or speaking earlier. We have the Rashbam, that it's the Machzik, that according to the Rashbam, it's the Ma'are, who's demanding a better, higher level of Aidas. We have Rabbi Tam, who has the Machzik, insisting that I don't have to provide any great, such a gvaldig, wonderful, nerve oyem Aidas. And it all just depends upon Li, Le, Dairana, Darbe. A word here, a letter there. Different world. So it doesn't make that much of a difference what the right girsa, so to speak, of Barzutra is, because each sheet in Rishonim has to be analyzed on its own merits. Because the din can be true even if it's not exactly what Barzutra meant. But it is kind of nice to know what Barzutra did or didn't say. So we have 4 possibilities what Barzutra said. So everybody says, so what do we know for the last month or so? So the sugya of Negev Yedis, a little bit, Mashu, Tipa Minayam of the sugya of Negev Yedis. So we have 3 parts of Negev Yedis. We have sugya number 1, that was, what is it all about? That set the stage for everything. Is it a Chachash V'Shachar? Is it a Baal Dovar? How does that impact the Chilas of Absol, the Rebegashas, and stuff flying all over the place? That was sugya number 1. Sugya number 2 is, how does the intricacies of that fit into our sugya? Is it really truly Negev Yedis? What makes it a Negev Eidus? Doesn't Migo undermine that a Negev Eidus? Kedushin Mem Gimel? Can Migo do the trick? Not do the trick? How does Migo work? How does it not work? Can we take Shavuos? Can we not take Shavuos? Can we pat the Shavuos? Can Chilas Lepsul came back to life from last again? And then, the grand finale is, so what exactly does this play out here? It means how? The one case the Gemara did say was, once you paid the money, the game's over. Berachlan said, it ain't over yet. And that took us down Rabbi Yonah path number 1, Rabbi Yonah path number 2. All the lumdus of each of those paths, and then the grand finale, putting together that, when I'm sure Mazutra even meant it all together. Okay? So we just kind of summed up the last month or so share in about 3 minutes, okay? But I thought we'd do a little Chumash David, it's running late a little bit, so I would say we'd hold off the next week, but next week is going to be Chazor anyway, so I don't know, we'll figure out something. Okay. Maybe another time, another place. We'll have, oh, you can shlum if bashes by here.